So today was the day it became official. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged. The wedding will be in the British Spring. They have spoken together for the first time.
He got on one knee.
Of course.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. I said, can I say yes? Can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? And she goes, oh, yes, the ring. So, no, it was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us. And I think I managed to catch her by surprise as well.
First time they've spoken together on British television tonight as we speak. Duncan Larkham, former royal editor for The Sun. He is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So is there the peal of bells throughout the land or not quite as big as that?
That depends on your point of view, I suppose. I mean, it's a wonderful bit of news. It's great for Harry that he's finally found the right person to sort of share this burden of royal duty with. But from an old tabloid reporter's point of view, this is the death of the party prince, potentially. And, you know, Prince Harry, the husband, doesn't quite have the same ring to it. So I'm only being unfair. It's a great day. And, you know, I think a lot of people in this country certainly are very excited that Harry's finally bitten the bullet and popped the question.
All the royals very thrilled?
Yes, I think they genuinely are. I think after what happened with Prince Charles and Lady Diana all those years ago, it was absolutely essential that both her sons married for the right reason, and that reason being because they're head over heels in love. And without sounding too corny, I think that's precisely what we've got here with Harry and Meghan, a couple that are absolutely infatuated with each other and have decided to spend the rest of their lives together.
What has Britain made of her, given she comes with celebrity baggage, so to speak?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because celebrity baggage is one thing, but Harry's talked often in the past that the stumbling block in his previous relationships has been the royal baggage that comes with dating him. So I think actually in Meghan, to everyone's surprise in the UK, actually it's been just over a year since their relationship went public, if you like. And, you know, with every passing month, she has shown actually, because she's famous and an actress in her own right, a successful career woman, actually, okay, it's ramped up a few notches, but she can handle that media attention. She can handle that spotlight. And it's not going to stand in the way of her being with the man she loves.
Does the palace, do you know, have big plans for them in terms of royal duties? Does he step up a bit in that sense, or is he too far removed from the throne to be all that important?
Prince Harry settling down with a bride is really good news for the royal household, because the Queen is in her 90s. Prince Philip has recently retired from royal duties, and that burden on the Queen really needs to be lifted by the likes of Prince Harry and his brother, obviously Prince William, stepping up, increasing their workload, taking that burden away from the monarch, in particular with things like foreign overseas royal tours.
Duncan, appreciate your time. Duncan Larkham, former royal editor for The Sun, with us this morning.